You're right over there?
Yeah.
What's wrong?
Nothing.
You don't want it to rain tomorrow?
No.
What were you doing?
I was concealing a... That was actually a burp. But... Yeah. I'm good now. That wasn't my shock.
That was your way of disguising a burp was to go...
Yeah.
Okay.
I wanted to sound like a frightened Wookiee.
That seems fair enough to me. Okay. Follow?
Okay.
All right. Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip. Did you watch it the other night?
I don't even know what it is.
It has Matthew Perry and Bradley Whitford and it has a good cast.
What channel?
D.L. Hewley's even in it. It's on NBC.
What's it about?
9 o'clock Monday night. It's about kind of like behind the scenes at like a Saturday Night Live type of show.
Okay.
It's written by the guy who did West Wing and Sports Night. I was a real big fan of Sports Night. Not as much of one of the West Wing, too political and stuff.
Yeah.
So, interesting show. Really good show. Probably one of the better shows I've seen in a while. Nice dialogue, nicely written. Except there was this one part during the premiere that just kind of stuck with me.
What are you suggesting?
We need a new story, and Studio 60 needs a new executive producer and head writer. I want to hire Matt Albee and Danny Trippett.
No.
Yeah.
I have a history with these
no
guys.
No kidding.
I fired them.
I know the history, Jeff. People in Kansas know the history.
People in Kansas know the history. To me, that implies that...
Are we stupid?
We're a bunch of idiots. Don't you think? Or that we're too...
Well, we don't have entertainment out here.
What's TV?
Cable television.
Huh?
I didn't even know.
That's also our stock impersonation of British people. Right?
You're not Diddy.
You're not Diddy.
So it's like, okay, you know what? And that's not the first time. I swear it, within the last year, the attacks on Kansas have really heated up. And, like, of course, like, The Daily Show will attack us because, you know, it's a conservative state.
But it's funny when they do it.
Well, yeah, it's... I don't know. But here, we do live in a conservative state. But I think a lot of times the fact that we're on the very...
Middle?
Edge? Not... No, of the middle of the country. That helps. The Wizard of Oz thing. And that we always want to be the first to be the most conservative. You know what I mean? Like, we had that big evolution thing. You know, like, no, we're not teaching evolution in our schools. That was, I think that back then, the first time they did this. Now, that was a while back, years ago, when we first said, bleh, peh, peh, to the evolution thing, you know?
Yeah.
And the rest of the country just thought we were a bunch of idiots. And so now, we're like... referenced in every single TV show that needs to think of some idiotic state. So what do we do? Where do we go from here? We're not the Dakotas, you know? There are worse states than Kansas that deserve picking on, right?
Yeah, there's got
to
be.
Yeah. What did we do? What did we do to you, Hollywood? All you got to do is like that. 539-9750 or 238-0975. What do you think?
Yeah, I heard a joke about Kansas before I moved here.
Yeah.
I moved here from Los Angeles.
Yeah.
What do a tornado and a Kansas divorce have in common?
I give up.
Someone's going to lose a trailer.
See? Yeah, that's not true. We're not all a bunch of... What do you think about Kansas now that you moved here then? How long ago was that?
It's horrible. I want out of here so bad.
What's wrong
with moved here from Los Angeles, though, so...
Well, what does LA have that, you know?
Well, like, we don't. I was talking to my boyfriend who's from Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And right south of Philadelphia. And we were talking about how, like, in Los Angeles and where he lived, you know, you can walk around if you're flat broke and have something to do. And here it's like either you got to have money or... You gotta know a lot of people to have anything to do.
I'm not gonna fight you on that point, but my main objections are, why does everyone think, I mean, well, you know, I'm not gonna say that LA obviously has a million more things to do than Kansas. I mean, that's true. That's where things are. But in the same sense, do we deserve to get slammed on every time? Like, every time that they need, like,
a state
to slam? Yeah. They have to insert Kansas in there now? Are we that bad? Is it that bad?
Yeah, it's that bad.
You don't think there's a worse state than Kansas?
I've lived in quite a few of them, and I have to say even Tennessee was better than here.
Wow.
Yeah, I used to live there, too.
You just don't get the Midwest sensibility.
I don't get it at all.